نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين. This reminder is going to focus on three parties. Number one, us. Number two, the angels. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord. And to help us understand the relationship in this special night, at this special time, between these three parties, we need to use one of the greatest gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has given us in the Quran, and that is the surah of Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. And this ayah is extraordinary, because in just this one single ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes His majesty, the majesty of the Qur'an, and the majesty of the night of Qadr itself, just in this single ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Himself immediately, inna, in the plural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, but He refers to Himself in the royal, majestic we. Nazzalna, we have sent, anzalnahu, this book. We have sent it down from high above. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established to Himself His exaltedness and His highness from above the seven heavens, above His throne, Jalla wa Ala, in a manner which befits His majesty. And He sent it, and He doesn't even have to say the Qur'an. And this is, as the ulama said, a majesty of the Qur'an, that it can only be something so amazing and just referred to in a dhamir as it. We have just sent it down, because it is with us all the time. It is the single most important thing that we have. That's what we have sent down. Think about it. Doesn't want to give us the clear name. And this is the way, as the ulama said, in balagha, in rhetoric, in eloquence, in the Arabic eloquence, to establish and to emphasize the importance of something. And in a layla, Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this night a very interesting name. He called it Laylatul Qadr. And He mentions this word three times in the surah. Here, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Second time, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Three times it's mentioned. And it's appropriate that there are three key meanings to the meaning of Qadr itself. The first, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, is that it is from the literal meaning of Qadr, i.e. the decree, i.e. what's going to happen. And this has all been written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. But on this night, Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the angels that decree the Qadr, those who control the winds and control the weather and control life and give death and take the soul. The entire year's actions and decrees are given out to them in this night. And this is why it's called Laylatul Qadr. And the second meaning for Qadr is that it comes from the meaning to restrict. And Qadr means in the Arabic to restrict, to make something dayiq, to constrict something. And you know why? That's because there are so many angels present on this night that there is no space for them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says tanazzal, from the original Arabic word of tatanazzal, with the ta being taken out. I.e. not that the angels just come down, and we'll come to that. Not that the angels just come down to visit us, but they have to come and leave immediately, because the next group are waiting to come and visit us and give salam and go back. But this will come. And then the final meaning, which is the most supreme meaning, is that it is of glory and power and izzah. And that's what Qadr means. When I say in Arabic, Qadartuhu, or he is Yani Azim al-Qadr, then we mean that by that he is a great person, a great man. And why not? Because in this we have set, in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, we have sent down this book. Wallaha Qadr. It's an azim book. And it came down upon the tongue of someone. Ala lisani malikin. The Qadr. It came down on the tongue of a mighty, mighty angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And it came down to a ummah. Laha Qadr. This nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and made the greatest nation to walk this earth. So this is why it is called Laylatul Qadr, the glorious, the majestic, the amazing night, the night of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in the next ayah, after setting the scene, and this is always the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, the first ayat always just set the scene, get the people thinking, wake up yani the souls to who is addressing them, that it is their Lord Azza wa Jal that is addressing them. So amazing, so transcendent, so high, but yet so personal and so close, wanting to show to us His love at all times, every time. And you think about that. Think about the great people in our world, the people of importance and power. They feel ashamed to show us too much love because it's a sign of weakness. To show emotion is a sign of weakness. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a sign of strength. When He turns to us and He says, I have forgiven you. And He says to you, I have given you this. And He says to you that I love you and turn to me and I will keep on pardoning you. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive and pardon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one of power who is not ashamed of this. So this initial ayah, despite His majesty, despite His greatness, has got this in our mind that we are now about to be told something. Because we do not know about what Laylatul Qadr is yet. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And how will you know what the night of power is? And adaraka in the Arabic language it means to make you know. And you can say adaraka in this way, adaraka, and you can say yudarika. And both are used in the Quran. And Imam Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anh, he made a beautiful point. He said, and this is the fa'idah of studying the Quran. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in the Quran says ma adaraka this, ma adaraka that. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you know what Laylatul Qadr is? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ الْقَارِعَةِ. What will make you know what the calamity is? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ. What will make you know what the event is? When he uses the word أَدْرَاكَ, then it means that the next ayah he's going to tell you what it is. Because of its importance and its impact upon your life right now. But يُدْرِيكَ means the exact same thing. يُدْرِيكَ means the exact same thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. And what do you know? Maybe the hour is close. Maybe the hour is close. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. In Surah Al-Abasa. And how do you know? Maybe he will be someone who will purify himself. Talking about the one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from. He wasn't sure. He didn't know what was going to happen to this person. He didn't think that this person had the greater benefit to deal with and to concentrate on. And he turned to someone else in Surah Al-Abasa. He frowned and turned away from this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and what will make you know that this person will become pure? And in these two ayat, what's the common link? We have not been told in the next ayat when the sa'ah is going to be, when the hour is going to be. And we are not told how pure the hearts of the people are. That's the difference. Yudarika gives us that doubt, and that doubt puts yani some caution on our actions. And that's why the Muslim is always unsure about yani his certainty of whether he's going to die or not tomorrow. And that's why it keeps him busy thinking and reflecting and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he didn't tell us. He doesn't want us to know. And likewise, if we knew the states of the hearts of the people, then we'd become arrogant, and we'd pass judgment, and we'd become yani the people of kibar and the people of kufr, and we'd start making people of the paradise and start making people of the nar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this knowledge away from us as well. And so we never knew the states of the people. And this is a lesson for those people who try to make it that they know the states of the people. Judging that this person is a very good person, which is rare. Majority of us yani think that he's the worst this, and he's bad that, and he's this, and he's that. And people just don't fear Allah. And there's a lesson just in this word of adaraka, just in this second verse of Laylatul Qadr. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it for us. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. There you go. This night of power is better than 1,000 months. And it's good news in this statement. Because it's not 1,000 months of our worship. Because if it was 1,000 months of our worship, we'd still be in trouble. Because one month of our worship, 1 year of our worship is like nothing. You look at our definition of worship, and you look at the system of the Prophet ﷺ and the companions of what they understood as ibadah. Really? I mean, take a topical issue, taraweeh. Taraweeh, we the Muslims, we love to sit there and we argue, should we pray 8 rak'ah, should we pray 20 rak'ah, should we pray 36 rak'ah, should we pray 41 as they used to do in Medina? They differ and they argue and they split and they don't speak to each other, but they all agree on one thing, it's got to be done in 1 hour. Huh? It doesn't matter how many rak'ah it is, but it has to be done in 1 hour. They come to amazing agreement like this, I don't know how. As soon as, you know, as long as it's done quickly, I don't care. Right? But I hate your guts if you do 8 or 20, but as long as you do it quick. Subhanallah. This is our mentality. And the prophetic mentality is the exact opposite. We don't care about the raka'at. 8 or 10 or 50 or 100. But we want to pray the whole night. They never used to pray except yani a third of the night. The average is half the night. The majority of the kibar sahaba, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu said about my father that when he used to stand with us, he would make his family stand with him. We would start in the early part of the night and we would think that would we have enough time to eat sahri? You think about that. So you hear straight away, there's a fa'idah. This 1,000 months, because it's going to get better, good news. This 1,000 months is not 1,000 months of our worship. Even better news, it's not even 1,000 months of their worship. Because the reason this ayah was revealed, according to the Imams, is that the Prophet ﷺ was told about a man from Bani Israel, who for 83 years, 1,000 months, spent the entire night for those 83 years in Salah. The whole night. 83 years. And during the daytime he'd been jihad all day. And the Prophet ﷺ ta'ajjab, he was shocked. That's something we can't do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He saw this, He gave him this night of Laylatul Qadr, I'll give you this person's worship in one night for my ummah. This is the main reason of the revelation of this ayah. And Imam Malik ibn Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the ages of mankind, a'marun nas. And he looked at them and he realized that his nation, the average age, had been decreased. So he turned and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the fear in his eyes. What was the fear? He said that my nation will not be given enough time to do enough good deeds to get to Jannah. Because our lifespan has been decreased. And the other nations had more time. They had more length of time span to get those things done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Laylatul Qadr. A lifetime of worship in one night. And this is us. And if we stick a fiver in the box in Jum'ah, we think that we've got a place next to Abu Bakr. Reserved. This is yani the mentality of the masakeen, us, and the mentality of those who understand the reality of this life. Who understand the reality of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who understand more importantly, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all to be taken just from this single ayah. That it is khayru min alfi shahr, 1,000 months of the highest quality of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say days of worship. He mentions the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the night. And we should recognize that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-mashjid al-haram ila masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. Subhanallah. Glorified be He who took His slave by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, the area of which He blessed completely. The night time. فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. And pray a little bit of this night. Rise. وَكَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ يَحْجَعُونَ. And little at night would they sleep. The rest of the night is in prayer. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Stand the night in prayer, except a little bit. The night yani has been mu'azzam for the people of Iman, the awliya, the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know this is the time. This is the time when no one can see me, where I don't make my raka'ah look very nice so everyone else can think, oh, he's very good. Where I can come to the masjid and pray two after two after two, because I know there's loads of people there watching and they thinking this guy really is great. No. In the night, Not only is everyone else not there, not only is no one can praise you and give you encouragement, not even your family, you're by yourself. You're by yourself. We'll see now if you've got what it takes. We'll now see if you can step up to the mark. That's why the night has been praised so much. And this is the night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to send down His Qadr, His angels, and His Qur'an. But we were told what, we were not told, yani, what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what will you know about what Laylatul Qadr is? But He did not then tell us, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, but He did not tell us when. Why did He tell us what it is, but does not tell us when? And this is a rahmah for us. How many people can understand in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom? By actually not giving us specific information, He is favoring us. And He has done that with many things. For example, the dua of istijab on the day of Jumu'ah. There's an hour, I call it the happy hour. Because it's the real happy hour. The hour in which the dua is accepted. But none of the scholars have reached consensus about when this hour is. They don't know. Most of them say it's the last hour before Maghrib, but none can say with certainty. Why? So that the slave does not leave every single thing to that last hour. And he spends the entire day in dua and salawat ala Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He keeps his mind open. We have not been told about whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with our actions. Because if we knew that we did an action, Allah was happy with it, we'd become content. And to become content with yourself in ibadah is from the most greatest dangers that the nations before fell into. And we've not been told whether our repentance has been accepted or not. We've been told how to do it, but not whether it's been accepted or not. So we continue in repentance. And we've not been told when we're going to die. So we can prepare. And so that we don't know it's going to be in 3 weeks' time, so we prepare for it in 2 weeks' time. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, He hides the exact night of Laylatul Qadr. The 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th. We don't know. But we masakeen, again, we put all of our eggs in one basket and say 27 and that's it. We have this great confidence. It can only be this night and that's it. And you know what? If it's not this night, well, I did 27th anyway. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at how he approaches it. He says, well, you know what? I'm going to go for all 10. I'm going to isolate myself from my family and from business and from the people outside and I'm going to stay in this masjid and I'm not going to do anything else except every single second of this day and night of 10 days I'm going to seek Laylatul Qadr. And this is what the abd is being told to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Imam al-Razi said, a beautiful statement. He said it's almost as if Allah is saying to the people, I did not tell you when Laylatul Qadr is, because I do not want you to fall into sin. Because, what does this mean? Because the one who out of his desires and out of his weakness of his iman, misses the night in which he knows is Laylatul Qadr intentionally, then he has greatly sinned. He has affronted Allah Azza wa Jal in the most severe way. Whereas the one who misses it out of shahwa and desires, but didn't know that it is Laylatul Qadr, he has sinned, but not as an affront to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And an example of this is a beautiful narration. It is weak, but it is an interesting narration. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into the masjid of Ali radiallahu anhu, and they saw a man sleeping for the time for salah. So he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, wake this man and make him do wudu. So Ali said, so he woke up this man, he went back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are the most yani, eager of us to good deeds. Why did he go and tell me to do that? So the Prophet ﷺ said, and you just think about this statement. The Prophet ﷺ said, if I had told him and he had refused, and just think about that, you're asleep and you're woken up. And you know, I mean, all of us have hit the alarm clock, you know, when it's early Fajr time in the summer, when it goes off and you know, you're thinking, what's going on? And smack. Or something even worse if it's her, yeah? And she's trying to wake you up. And you're not there, you don't know what's going on. This is what happens. In the grogginess, in the anger, there's no control. You don't know what happened. They tell you the next morning, you said this, you did that. Me? I didn't say that, I didn't do that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognizing this, he says that, if I wake him up and he refuses, فَقَدْ kafar, he has then made kufr. And if he refuses you, Then it's a sin, but it's not a major one. This is the rahmah of the Prophet ﷺ upon his nation. So think then the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his nation. By not telling us so that we don't turn away from him intentionally. This is the same principle. Look at the beauty of the ulama. Look at the difference between us when we read the Qur'an and we get bored within 5 minutes. And the ulama. And you know, just to go back to the issue of the way, you know, we like to hurry up with the prayer and hurry up with the ibadah and whatever. In a way, it's understandable. Shameful but understandable. Because we don't understand what's going on. We can't understand the language. We can't think about it. And you know, how long can a person, when he's saying things, he has no idea what it means. It's all just words in a foreign language. And he knows, right, I have to be still for this. I have to give respect. But I have no idea what's being said. In fairness, how long do you expect him to stand for? To ask him to stand for more than 1 hour in such a scenario is asking a huge thing. But then is this our fault? Is this yani the fault of the imam who's trying to make it long or shorter? Or should the people start to study? Start to get closer to Allah. Start to learn about the one who loves us so much. Because in every other field of life, when we recognize there's a benefit for us, then we run to that benefit. We want to study the benefit. We hear a business plan, then we go and make the research, we go and get the funding, we go and find the partners, we start study the laws and the conditions and what's going to make it, break it, and so on. So this is make and break for us, our salah. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our make or break. So we must take the onus upon ourselves to try and understand what's going on. What is Allah saying to us? What is going on? What is this message? We are the ones who are responsible. We should take that upon ourselves. And then the next ayah, Allahu Akbar. تَنَزَّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ تَنَزَّلْ. As I said before, Laylatul Qadr has been called Laylatul Qadr because it's a night of restriction, because there's no space. تَنَزَّلْ. The malaika, they are here. Salamu alaykum ya malaika. Because they are here now. They are here now. And you know what? They come and they give salam. And they leave immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they visit His Baytul Ma'mur. 70,000 come and then they leave, never to come back again. And then 70,000 more come. And they give the tahmid and tasbih. And then they leave. And they don't come back again. Just think of that number every single day. And I was in the car park the other day and I was walking. I don't know why, I was looking at my feet and I saw these stones. And there must be hundreds and thousands of stones just in this little few square meters here. And I read Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, in the tafsir of this ayah, that on the night of Laylatul Qadr, the malaika are more than all the stones in the world. Can you think about that? Does that, yani? It shakes the mind. And why? بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. With the permission of their Lord. These angels are coming and they're actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission. Which means they want to come here. They want to come down here to us. And they turn to Allah and they ask for permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them permission, go. Why? Because the angels love ibadah. Because the angels love those who love Allah. The angels love those who turn to Allah. The angels love the sinners. The sinners who stop and turn to Allah. So they come. They come to give us encouragement. They come to give us hope. They come to help us. This is their system. This is their way from the beginning. It always has been. And they've taken this upon themselves. Do you know how they've taken it upon themselves? Because they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah created Adam and put Adam in the world and made mankind for the world. What did the angels say? They were shocked. They turned to Allah. أَتَجَعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يَفْسِكُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِقُ الدِّمَاءُ يَفْسُدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِقُ الدِّمَاءُ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكُ وَنُقَدُّ السَّلَاكِ. يعني what's going on? They couldn't understand. You're going to put in this world a people, someone who's going to make fasad, evil, and shed blood. And we come and praise you, and we sanctify you. Allah says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you don't. And in a very interesting narration, it is called the Qissa of Zuhra. And there's many narrations, and a lot of them are weak, but in the most authentic one, it is authentic to Ka'b al-Ahbar, as a story of the Israelites. That the angels, when they said this to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned to them and said, choose two of the best of you. So they chose Harut and Marut. And they were sent down to the earth and they were given the desires of mankind. And it was not long when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Zuhra. And Zuhra was the most beautiful woman of mankind at that time. And Zuhra is Venus. And they used to say that she was as beautiful in comparison to the rest of creation like Venus is to the rest of the stars. And she was sent to send fitna upon them, to do zina, to drink alcohol and everything. And the heavens were covered. The angels were not given the opportunity to see this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the heavens. And the angels were shocked to see what the two had fallen into. And they turned to Allah. And that's when they said, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma'allamtana. Subhanaka ya Allah. There is we have nothing. We know nothing except what you tell us. It was then they realized, yani, that of the qadr that we are and that we can be. And that's why the scholars, in the very furious debate about who is better, the malaika or the human beings. And the answer is the human beings, because of what they can be. Because of their maqam in the end. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them that choice to accept or abba, or that they refuse. So the angels recognize that. So then they, in recognition of that, يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah tells us in the Quran that they are the ones who come and they seek forgiveness for us, for the people who believe. رَبَّنَا وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Look at this. Look at the dua. Look at the angels, how they're on our side. They're praying for us. They're making dua for us. Oh Allah. رَبَّنَا وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. The one you embrace everything, your mercy and your knowledge embraces everything. Forgive those who repent and follow your way. And protect them and save them from the torment of the fire. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ التي وعدتهم. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, the angel said, enter them into the gardens of paradise that you have promised them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ إِنَّكَ عَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Think about this. Not just making istighfar for us, but asking Allah to enter us into His paradise. What did we do to deserve that? What did we do to deserve that? But they're here now. Because this is halaqatul ilm. This is halaqatul dhikr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned. This is where they love to be. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people to be. The angels go back to Allah in the normal circles of knowledge, in the normal study circles, in the normal Quran circles. They go back to Allah and they say, so and so was making tasbih and tahmid and saying la ilaha illallah and studying and so on. And Allah says, what were they asking for? The malaika say, they were begging for your paradise. Have they seen my paradise? Allah says, no, they haven't. So what if they had seen my paradise? They would be more keen for it, ya Allah. And what else are they asking for? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this, of course. He knows this, but it's a teaching for us. So that we understand who Allah is, and we understand who the malaika are. Have they seen the fire that they're asking protection for? No. And if they'd seen the fire, they'd be more stronger in that. What else, O angels? Oh, there's a person who's walking by, but he sat down on the edge. He's not really part of the show, but you know, he's taking part. Maybe he's driving past here and he thinks, oh, there's a lot of cars there. Maybe just pop in here and see what's going on. Maybe he's in there somewhere. He had no intention of anything, but he just popped in. Allah says he's forgiven as well. Pardon. And this is the rahmah of Allah.
This is yani, this is what we're talking about. That's not a normal circle of knowledge. Then what in this night, where millions upon millions of angels are coming down? Salamun. Salamun. Hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Why is it salam? Why is it peace? Because the angels won't let it be any other way. The devils haven't got a hope in hell. Huh? How relevant is that? They haven't got a hope in hell this night. No chance. That's why they said, some of the ulama said, that in the authentic hadith, one of the signs of Laylatul Qadr the next morning is that the sun is bright, but it's a white light instead of its normal, you know, bright yellow, and the rays come down. But the night, the morning of Laylatul Qadr, the sun is clear, but there's no rays. And they said because of the wings of the malaika, there's so many that they block the rays. The mind can't understand that. The mind cannot understand that. And did you hear, did you realize that tanazzul al-malaika war-ruh? Again, the izzah for Jibreel alayhi salam, teaching us who the key players are. And Jibreel is a key player. My brothers and sisters, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, the greatest of the great. He comes down on this night. He comes down on this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down for us. So he makes dua for us. To send salam upon us. Salam upon us. And don't take the salam of the malaika as some small thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Did you hear about the story of the guests, the honorable guests of Ibrahim, the seven angels? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا السَّلَامًا. They entered upon him and said to him, salam. And as a result of this salam, bardan wa salama. The fire of Nimrod, when Ibrahim was thrown into that fire, because of the salam of the malaika, the fire became cold for him. This is the salam of seven angels. Seven angels. And in this night, they come in their millions, and their millions sending salam upon us. As-salamu alayka ya fulan. As-salamu alayka ya fulan. Oh Allah, forgive fulan. Oh Allah, forgive fulan. This is the night that we are in at this moment. This is where we are. We don't need to, you know, to make up, you know, rhetoric and catchy lines to tell everyone to worship. All I want to do is everyone just reflect upon the book of Allah and what is happening tonight. I don't need to tell you any hadith. I don't need to, you know what? I'm going to mention it to you only out of ikhbar. I'm not going to say to you that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qama laylatul qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." That whoever stands in qiyam, the night of laylatul qadr, imanan and ihtisaban, in hope and in faith of the reward from Allah, all of his sins are forgiven. But wallahi, I was not going to mention this hadith today. You know why? Because for me, this hadith is not needed. Because when the abd understands that the malaika are here, and he gets that encouragement, that yani when he is trying to turn to Allah, the malaika will come and help him and support him. This should be enough for all the people to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hiya hatta matla'il fajr. And in the end of this surah, it is all night. And look at the beauty. Not just the small portion, but the entire night. So much so that just by being here until now, we've taken two portions of Laylatul Qadr, because the Imam of At-Tabi'een, Hassan al-Basri, said, the one who prays Maghrib and Isha in Jama'ah has taken two hadd from Laylatul Qadr. We have already taken from Laylatul Qadr, insha'Allah. This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given to us. And, you know, I think, wallahi, all we need to do is just reflect. Just reflect simply upon, in conclusion, just reflect upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if there was a person who was an outsider from this whole kind of religion and deen, and just like an observer, huh? And he was looking at these Muslims, and he would look at Allah and he'd say, you know, Allah is the Lord of these Muslims, and He loves them so much. He loves them so much, and He gives and He gives and He gives. And these Muslims, I'm watching them, they take and they take and they take. And in, What did Allah want from them but thanks? Nothing else. Just thanks for what's been given. And what did they do in return? A token gesture. The best of the majority once a week. Jum'ah. Or twice a year, Eid. Or once a year, Laylatul Qadr. Or once in a lifetime, the Hajj when he's 60 years old. Token gestures, yani, in return from us. So I want to say, step up. Muslims, get a hold of yourselves. It's time we step up. We stand up and be counted. Because, you know, wallahi, this person, he would say, you know what, this has got to be a joke. And wallahi, he's right, it's a joke. Muslims can't be like this. That we live in a system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us everything. He's given us sakina and salam in the dunya. And promised us sakina and salam in the akhirah. And we treat it like some game. Choose and pick and choose, night here, night there. We pray this, leave that. Give this, forget that. We need to stop and just reflect and say, you know what? This is not, we're not doing anyone any favors here. Have some izzah and respect for yourself. We must, yani, start to recognize our qadr. We must recognize our honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this honor. Step up. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the change. And I don't mean turn to Allah tonight and go home and make some dua and spend a couple of hours. No. Make a change. Just like everyone's here in prayer, make sure next week, on Tuesday night, on Wednesday night, when it's dead quiet in the middle of the week, that you're also in the masjid. Make sure that those faraid prayers, you also attach yourselves to them. Make sure that the way that you've controlled your heart and kept it clean from the spiritual diseases that we pick up, which we're forced to bring into ourselves in daily life, but we're able to protect ourselves in i'tikaf. Take that across. The sunnah that you're praying in the masajid all the time. Make it continuous. Step up. It's time to make a change. Yeah? And this is not a joke. And that's all I will say, wallahi, because, you know, all of us, wallahi, we're sinners. There's not a person in this room, yani, who's free from sin. And there's not a single person who does not, yani, need the dua of others and the dua of himself in the best time and the dua of these malaika. And we ask these malaika, ya malaika, yani, be merciful with us. Give us a good report. Because wallahi, as I am sitting in front of you here, they are here in this room. And it is from your iman to believe that. And you can't see them, but wallahi, they see you. They're sitting here with us. And we have to just, you know, just stop and think about that. They're coming and going and they're amazed. They love this. They think that we are being close to Allah, so let's be close to Allah. Let's give them, yani, something to go back and be happy about. This is, yani, a time, and I personally, I have a request. And I ask you, because, you know, the amount that, yani, someone like myself has sinned, I am in need of dua than any, more dua than any of you can imagine. So I ask all of you, wallahi, sincerely, please make dua for me. I really, really, really ask you. And I'm not joking, I'm not saying that as, you know, some kind of humbleness. Wallahi, I'm serious. This is no joke. This is the time. Let's capture the moment. And we ask you, ya Allah. As'aluka, ya Allah. Bikulli ismin lak. Sammayta bihi nafsak. Aw anzaltahu fi kitabik. Aw allamta. أحد من خلقك أو استأثرت في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل هذا القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وشفاء من كل داء وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا يا حي يا قيوم ويا الله بحضور ملائكتك المكرمين أسألك يا الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واغفر لنا يا رب إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم وسمعنا رسولك فأخبرنا أنك أنت العفو وتحب العفو فيا الله إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا حي يا قيوم فإن كانت هذه الليلة ليلة القدر فنسألك يا الله أن تقبل منا قيامنا وعبادتنا ودعوتنا في هذه الليلة ونسألك يا الله أن تتجاوز عن سيئاتنا
وأخطائنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.